Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I am a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. As Barbados continues to confront persistent challenges of producing more of its own food, it is hard to believe that the island's farming prospects were once far more promising. But as the 19th century drew to a close, favorable weather and improved cultivation practices offered renewed confidence in Barbados's agricultural outlook. In fact, as the Agricultural Reporter pointed out, on this day, August 31st, 1888, intermittent but substantial rainfall, followed by several intensely hot days, provided conditions that planters regarded as beneficial. So much so that young first crop canes, which they described as healthy, vigorous, and well-advanced across the island, showed the clearest signs of the season's promise. According to the newspaper, the widespread adoption of fertilizers was also credited with improving the condition and appearance of the growing canes. Although some proprietors had been unable to afford imported manure, the report argued that its application during a wet season could yield considerable returns through increased production. Ratoons, on the other hand, could not be spoken of as a whole in such favorable terms. Due to excess moisture, some canes were left hard and yellow, while others remained thin and underdeveloped because the previous crop had been reaped too late. Estates that depended heavily on ratoons, therefore, faced a less certain outlook, especially those situated on deeper soils. Despite these concerns, confidence in the island's net sugar crop remained strong as the recently harvested crop was among the largest the island had produced. It was reported that sugar shipments at the time stood at approximately 62,582 hogsheads, accompanied by 40,803 puncheons of molasses, although substantial quantities remained awaiting shipment. The previous year's crop has established a record for the island, and expectations were that the 1888 crop would slightly surpass it. Sugar prices had also shown a modest upward movement, with sugar quoted at $2.85 per 100 pounds and molasses at 15 cents per gallon. The outlook for root crops was comparatively mixed. Yam was reported to be particularly fine, the finest said to be found on Claybury in St. John, and the strongest production was found in small holdings and allotments rather than on estates. Edibles were developing well, albeit somewhat late, while some fields of Indian corn had already been reaped, and many more of which the ears were only first beginning to harden. Breadfruit was abundant and cheap, while the woolly price had in some places usurped the position of guinea corn as fodder. The newspaper also highlighted a gradual shift in the cultivation of cane seedlings. Rather than relying indiscriminately on the tops of available canes for replanting, an increasing number of planters were establishing dedicated nurseries to produce healthier and more suitable seedlings. This growing attention to the quality, variety, and condition of young cane reflected a more deliberate approach to improving future yields. However, poultry had become increasingly scarce, with laborers attributing this decline to the destructive presence of mongooses. Despite the challenges of the season, Barbados's fields offered hope for a more self-sufficient island, with healthy root crops, cane growth, and the promise of a strong harvest, as recorded in the Agricultural Reporter more than a century ago on this day, August 31st, 1888.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.